Hello there.
Hello.
My name is Tom Boston, and I'm joined by Mr. Luke Binns.
Hello.
You're listening to Radio Peas.
Radio Peas.
Radio Peas. What is it? What is that?
Well, we are the Peas.
What does that mean?
We're from Two Peas in a Podcast.
All right.
We have an online radio station now called Radio Peas.
Yeah, we're streaming live every Friday.
Live across the website. The internet, the matrix that is the internet.
It's quite exciting, isn't it, to be streaming live?
It is.
Love all that.
Indeed.
I do, I love all that.
Good, I'm glad you do.
So, and also, there's like Two Peas in a Podcast.
So you get a podcast of this.
You get all the best bits of this. We're so kind. What have you been doing, man?
This week?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I went to a gig.
Oh, there's always doing something, innit?
There's always
something.
I went to see Coldplay.
Alright.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was really, really, really good. That's my review. Really, really, really good. 5 stars.
Really, really good?
No, it was great. It was fantastic.
What was the best bit?
Just everything, the whole, it was just a good atmosphere. Pretty close to the stage. Good show, like they were firing confetti, firework, explosions. It was mental.
Yeah.
And I, you know, went mental at that gig, and I must have stood on that woman's feet so many times.
Yeah.
But I just thought, I'm going for it, man.
I remember when I went to go see Spice Girls.
What? You went to the Spice Girls?
Yeah, when I were young.
With all the girls. Come on, girls.
Hey, what are you saying that for?
Well, I mean...
Hey girls,
let's go see Spice Girls.
Girl power. No, I stood on the seat.
Where are you going, Tom?
And,
nowhere.
The guy was going, get down off the seat. And I panicked. And you know those seats that flip back?
Oh, no.
Fell through the seat, grabbed a woman's coat.
Stripped her.
No, I didn't strip her. That was so bad.
Oh, I bet the girls were livid with you.
I weren't with a lot of girls.
You were, man. Did you go for like a little bit, something to eat first? We did a bit of shopping.
Girls, do you want to get a Nando's before we go see Spice Girls?
Oh yeah, let's get some bubbly. Is Boston coming out?
It's nice to be out, isn't it?
Nice to be out with the girls.
Just us girls.
Just us girls. And Boston. But I tell you what was a nightmare, was getting home. Because we got onto this train and it was the last train. It was that or get home at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, trains after gigs, I reckon, are the worst things in the whole of the world.
You'd think they'd just put another train on, but they didn't. But what was bad was that there was a festival going on in the city. There was obviously the Coldplay gig.
Yeah.
And Westlife were doing a gig.
Oh, Westlife are back.
So yeah, I'm surprised you weren't there, actually, Boston, with the girls. Surprised I didn't bump into you.
We couldn't get tickets.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mate, it was overbooked for 16,000 girls. So there's all that. And everyone piled on this train, like...
Yeah.
And when the doors originally opened for everyone to get on, everyone ran on, and there was a fight.
People, what, on the train?
Yeah, people punching each other, going, and someone, there's a classic girl going, just leave it!
It's not worth it, Steve!
Stop it! And it was, oh, it was like, literal chaos. And it was, oh, it was so hot as well.
All the Westlife girls video on their camera phones. That, I'm putting that on YouTube.
It were like hooligans like kind of collided, but they were from different gigs. It's like all the Coldplay fans swinging chains and all the Westlife wielding stilettos.
And glow sticks.
Yeah. Well, you'd say Coldplay was quite a mellow crowd, really.
I was going to say, yeah.
They're not exactly thugs.
I was on the Underground once, London Underground,
yeah.
And I got so hot...
You exploded.
I steamed up.
Just you?
No, I didn't. Listen! I didn't.
You steam like a kettle.
Boston's ready. I don't want one.
He's ready, girls.
Remember Boston on the Box?
How can I forget?
My feature that I've tried to make a regular feature, but you were like, there's no way we're doing that every week. Bring it back.
Cool.
Bring it back for Radio Peas.
Boston the Box. So Boston the Box is you watch something on TV, review it.
I watch something on a television, and I say, this is what I've seen.
It's Boston on the Box.
Boston on the Box.
So what, so Boston, what have you seen on the box?
Hello, welcome to Boston on the Box.
Hello.
Good to be here.
It's great.
This is what I've watched. There's been football.
Yes.
There's been the Euros.
A popular European tournament.
Yeah, the whole of the Europe. But they're going to see who's the best, right?
Yeah.
So I've been watching it, and yeah, it's been all right. It's been alright, saw a couple of matches.
You watching it all?
Not as much as I should have done, if this review is going to make any sense.
Brilliant.
Seen a couple of matches. I don't like football.
Brilliant.
I don't.
Brilliant. Why did you watch
it? Well, I don't know. I just thought we could have some content out of it.
No, I didn't.
Look, why are you reviewing it?
I don't know. The football tournaments, though. Even if you don't like football, I think it's quite good to watch.
No, it makes me sleep.
Right.
You know, the noise.
The noise of what?
The crowd. Also, a didgeridoo. Yeah, that makes me go to sleep as well. No, the crowd noises. It gets about 30 minutes in, and I get sleepy, like when I've had too many custard creams.
Yeah, I mean, that's just totally on the same wavelength. If I've had 30 custard creams, I'm out like a lion.
No, they do knock me out.
Mm.
But you
that,
know
that initial sugar rush, and then.
I don't know if I've told you this before. I've never scored a goal in my life.
But you don't imagine really play that. Football, though, do you?
Yeah, I know, but imagine that, like, the few times that I have played, it'd be good to, oh, finally done it.
Yeah.
When am I going
to
do that?
Well, why don't we meet up down the park? I'll lay a pass off to you, and you just score.
No, we're not making one up to make it seem real.
All right, well, what, you don't want it to be fixed.
I'm saying I want a Wait, match.
You must have scored, like, in a kickabout.
I have never scored.
Like, even just in the park down.
No.
And there
were girls playing. I thought...
Well, you and the girls.
I didn't say it out loud, but I thought in my head...
Gotta score a goal.
I'm gonna score a goal today.
Score a goal. I'm gonna get some women.
And I'm gonna go mad crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't even... Well, they keep putting me in net.
See, me... Always scoring. Well, I play striker, though.
What do you mean you play striker?
I play striker.
You don't play football.
I do. I used to play in a team. I've played five-a-side before. And I don't play as much now.
See, this is why we don't get on. Because...
and I just can't stop scoring. Well...
I tell you, man.
Well, you
know. I always got picked last. And then they put me in the net when it was hailstoning. And I couldn't see anything. Because the hail were going in my eyes.
I wish I was at your school. It would be so good. Because you're the kind of team we like to play. I'd be like... Binge is down the wing. It is down the wing. He sees Boston in the net. He doesn't look confident. Goal!
It hit me in the face.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, it hit me in the... And that... I didn't even realise...
You'd always play in, like, muddy rain and kind of... Yeah. Gritty ball smashed against your thigh and you'd be like...
And then one day... Because at school, everyone... they want me... seem to be really good. You know, like... they'd be running at you and you think... Beckham is coming.
Beckham is taking me on.
Beckham is coming. But one day I thought
I was playing against the rubbish kids because it made me look awesome.
Don't call me a rubbish kid.
Well, you probably would have been one of the rubbish kids.
You would have been the one who tackled me and laughed with everyone else. And then you say, did you say, I got him, boys.
Well, what a bully.
I bet you would have been a bully.
I got him, boys. You see me, I tackled him. Took the ball off
I got him good.
Yeah.
I broke his ankle.
And then I push you in the mud and kick a bit of mud in your face.
Yeah.
And go, yeah.
Next, slap me on the ear.
Next time, play better, Boston.
But I thought to myself, I was playing, and this happened. I'd not been trying, and I thought, I'm gonna try it now.
I'm gonna,
and you know, like in a movie.
What position were you playing in?
Fat left.
Fat left. Right. So you were the fat defender at the back. Right. Okay.
Right. I thought. Right. I'm going.
And obviously enough.
And
enough.
It were coming. It were called Danny. Always going to be called Danny. You know what I mean?
Danny Football.
Danny Football.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Danny Football.
Here comes Danny Football down the wing.
He brought his own shorts
and his own boots.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not even. What are you doing, Danny Football?
Danny Football.
Right. And he sees me, and I go, no,
no, Danny, no more football from you,
Danny Football. You don't even deserve to be called that. You know for why? I'm going to start playing now.
Right. Okay.
I go him and he kicked it in my nose. Hey, I tell you what.
What?
If you've just flicked on your radio. Ooh,
on the online radio.
You've come at a time. This is for why. We're halfway through everyone's favourite feature. It's Binz's pick of the news.
Pick of the news. Right, back to the news, Tom. There's no time.
There's no time for me to introduce the news.
No, there's no time. Right, there's these two tortoises in Australia.
Great way to start a sentence.
And then they're 115 years old.
Okay.
You know them giant tortoises you get?
Yeah, they're massive.
Yeah.
Massive and old.
Anyway, they were married.
They were married, of course.
They've been together for 100 years.
Were they really married, though? Yeah, or did someone just say, these two are now together?
No, but they were like mate, the partners, and these they were like together.
Oh, okay.
They were actual partners.
But had there been a wedding?
I don't know if they'd been a little tortoise wedding.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, well,
you can't say they were married. That's stupid.
Can you imagine walking down the aisle? It would have taken forever. So they've been together 100 years, and anyway, they've split up.
They were never married.
They split up, Boston.
They were never married, Luke.
They were.
They weren't.
They were.
There's no such thing.
Who are you to say they weren't married?
I am a man.
They've been together 100 years.
They've not been together 100 years.
They have. They met at 15.
It was a whirlwind romance, was it?
Well, and they've never looked back since. Until now. Right, BB and Poldy. Great names.
Stupid names for tortoises.
Phoebe's the girl, Poldy's the guy.
Right.
Things went a bit bad.
What?
BB the girl, she a bit of chunk out of Poldy's shell.
What do you mean she bit a chunk out
of his? Bit a chunk out of his shell. So,
she filed for divorce.
The zookeeper said they just need their own time and space.
After 100 years? It's no, what? They can make this work.
It's worn a bit thin. Well, they tried. Apparently, they tried stuff like aphrodisiacs and things to spice up the relationship, but
not happening.
Not happening. No, it's completely right off. It's about to go.
Have they got kids?
I don't know.
Do your research.
It didn't say. It didn't say.
My little website didn't tell me things, so no, I don't know.
I've got a reporter in the field, which means she can maybe like elaborate the story.
What do you mean you got a reporter in the field?
I've got one of the Pickin' News team.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. After 115 years together, one couple is calling it quits. BB and Poldy are giant tortoises who bonded when they were young. But after more than a century together, BB decided she'd had enough. She began biting her partner's shell. The staff at the Austrian Zoo said they're not sure what caused the breakup. Animal behaviorists have tried bonding games and aphrodisiacs to reunite the pair, but so far, no luck.
Now, thanks for that, Renee in the field. Do you want to maybe get a drink after? No? Are you still there, Renee? Okay. So, so they split up. Nightmare, 100 years.
You know that tortoise?
Yeah.
Think he'll shell out for the divorce? Come on!
No.
Come on!
Well, yeah, I think BB, she ran off with the hair.
I've got a feature for you, pal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've done a feature.
Good.
I've not done one for a while.
No, that's true.
And here is what it is.
Okay, hit me
so,
with it.
So, what I thought I'd do is I'd look at, you know, phrases and sayings.
Yeah.
I've looked at where they've come from, like the origins.
The origins of words.
The origins of words and why we say those things.
Very intellectual, Boston.
Yeah, man, this is quite...
Upmarket.
Upmarket.
Highbrow.
Highbrow for me, Tom B.
Okay.
I'm going to... Give you some phrases.
What's the feature called?
Well, I've got some sayings. And I'm going to tell you the sayings. And I'm going to tell you where they come from.
Yeah.
One of them's made up. Two of them are real. And the feature's called... Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that?
Why are you saying that?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Okay.
That's what it's called. Okay, so I've got three of them for you.
Is this ridiculous, though? Is this like where I play the game and I just lose because you just, you know, you just cheat?
Hey, there's plenty of... You could easily win.
All
you've got to do is guess the
right
one.
You're going to give me some insight to the origins?
Yes.
Good, I hope so.
Number one.
Okay.
Raining cats and dogs.
True.
You guess at the end.
Oh, okay.
I'm not told of the origin.
Sorry, I'm just excited.
True. Winner. In olden times.
Ye olde.
Ye olde England.
How old?
15. Or five. What people would do...
What a year it was.
People, in their thatched cottage roofs, that's where you keep cats and dogs. And dead... If the cat and dog had died, you keep them in the roof. No. If it's raining... No, wait.
Just take a breath. What are you talking about?
Okay. In the olden times...
Yes, 1505.
You used to keep pets... In the ceiling.
Alive?
Yes.
Right.
But some had died. You know, because they've been up there. And if it
what?
And if it really started raining,
It would rain.
They would fall from the roof.
Cats
and people would look out the window and say,
It's raining cats and dogs.
And then all the cats and dogs that were in the street, you know, in
would run off.
Olden times. No, they've died.
Oh.
They're just flowing down the middle of the street.
Like a river. So people would look at corpses. Why are people keeping corpse dogs?
Because
and
it's
cats?
Old because it's olden times.
So I don't even license to
so
be.
So people are looking at them going, oh look, it's raining so hard. It's raining cats and dogs.
So they fall off from the inside of the house or the outside?
They'd actually be in the thatched roof.
Oh, so they'd come from the outside because like if they were flowing down a stream of dead dogs and cats.
Yeah, no, they
your house would get pretty full quick, wouldn't
they?
They
started going, I'm getting wet, and they jumped off.
Oh, so alive ones as well?
A mixed bag.
Live and dead animal. Okay,
that's
wow.
The origin of phrase number one.
And I have to question whether that was true or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my feature, why are you saying that?
Why are you saying it? Okay, go on to
number two. Frog in the throat. Frog in the throat.
Frog in the throat, yeah.
So,
frog in the throat.
A long time ago, people, if you were ill, you'd go see Medicine Man.
Yeah, Medicine Man. Yeah. He was pretty good, wasn't he?
He'd have all sorts.
What was his job?
To heal.
To heal.
He's a healer.
Yeah.
You go to him and you say, I've got a bad thing. Can you help me out? And he'd say, I've got loads of things. And then, one day...
What year was this, by the way?
This is the 13s.
1305? Five again.
1305.
It's weird, isn't it?
He had a frog. And he said, I'll sort you out. Have you got a bit of a thing there?
A bit of a throat thing?
Yeah. I'll put a frog in.
In his mouth? Down his throat?
Down his throat, right.
Why didn't he choke?
Listen, yeah. You inhale. Oh, no. The frog inhales. Like that. And it's... right? And it takes the badness away.
Well, he sucks the badness
He sucks the badness out of the windpipe.
Yeah.
You know, because people have got that cough.
Mm.
Someone walked past the window and say, look, he's got a frog in his throat.
Right.
That's number two.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Why are you saying that? Number three. Take it on the chin.
Whoa.
All right. Don't be...
No,
dirty
where
mind.
Are you going with this? Okay, go on.
Ages ago,
what year?
This is Aboriginal.
Aboriginal times?
Yeah. they were a bloke, and he had a really big chin.
Okay.
Really,
Chinny, they called him.
Chinny. How waka chinny how?
Okay, stepping on...
That's not racist.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, you know, we'll move on.
He had such a big chin that they would put messages... he couldn't speak because he had his tongue cut out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because he'd been slagging someone off.
Yeah, been mugging someone off down the pub.
He would put messages actually on the chin.
What, he'd write messages on the chin?
Yeah, he would write it on the chin and also carry things on it.
Carry what?
Sheep skins and stuff, you know, when they've...
How big was his chin, man?
I'm telling you, mate. This is the biggest chin in the life.
That's stupid, yeah. Right? His chin can't have been that big.
So
he would have fallen over.
He carried the sheep on, not sheep, like a sheep skin, so it's just hanging off, right? So he's got the message.
Well, he used his hands.
He's got the message.
A bag.
Because the phrase won't work.
Or a burk.
And then someone walked past and went, oh, look, taking it on the chin.
Yeah, but doesn't, like, take it on the chin mean, like, if I go... Tom, you're rubbish today in the show. You just so not funny. You're terrible.
Well, let's...
You just take the criticism on the chin.
Why have you used that as an example?
Well, that's...
Tom, you're absolutely awful.
All right, Tom, you were good at the first half. You lost it. You lost it at the feature.
When your feature started.
It was crazy.
It went a little bit downhill.
And you go away, go, I'm going to take it on the chin.
I'll take it on the chin.
Or I'm going to take a sheepskin on the chin. Rubbish.
No, I'd say this. Shut up.
Brilliant. So I have to say... Which one?
I will have to rush you. I will have to rush you for an answer.
I can't believe that chin guy. No, I don't believe the chin. What are you saying? It's not true. The Aboriginal chin is not true.
Let me just check. You're right.
Was I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made it up.
Take that on the chin, Boston. What other phrases are there?
Put a sock in it.
any origins behind that?
You know those big
socks?
Not tubas, but it's like a tuba and it's got a record player underneath it.
A gramophone?
Yeah! See, this is why we're friends.